Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Can being grateful help improve nearly all aspects of your life? Jeffrey Froh, associate professor of psychology at Hofstra University, suggests that gratitude's positive influence can indeed have far-reaching benefits.
If there was a new wonder drug on the market that got kids to behave better, improve their grades, feel happier, and avoid risky behaviors, many parents around the world would be willing to empty their bank accounts to acquire it. Amazingly, such a product does exist. It's not regulated by the FDA, and it's free and available to anyone at any time. This miracle cure is gratitude. Science has shown that gratitude is one of the most valuable and important emotions we possess. Research indicates that grateful kids are more generous and connected to their neighborhoods and communities, have more satisfying relationships with their family and friends, and have more self-discipline. Gratitude is a virtue that anyone can cultivate. In fact, my colleagues and I have developed many different methods people can use to foster an attitude of gratitude, and the science shows that many of them really work. This is especially important for kids in today's world because of the ever-increasing use of technology, especially smartphones. Kids are bombarded by messages from the media about how to act, how to dress, what to buy, how to spend their time, in short, who to be. These messages rob kids of their authenticity, resulting in missed opportunities to become more grateful. When limits aren't set, technology takes kids out of the present moment, not allowing them to be mindful of what they're doing and who they're with. And by being somewhere else, such as checking Facebook for the 100th time in a day, instead of really listening to friends share good news or vent about a conflict they're having, kids are unable to extract the goodness from an interaction or experience. With patience and persistence, adults can make kids more grateful, and when they do, they will experience the transformative powers of gratitude.
That was Jeffrey Froh of Hofstra University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.